HarperCollins presents To Battersea Park by Philip Hensher. Read by Richard Burnip. All was done in love, anxiety, timidity, stupidity, and impatience. Samuel Butler, The Way of All Flesh. Errata, page 320 for The Fat One, read The Fat Ones. Robert Smith Surtees, Plain or Ringlets, first edition, 1860. 1. The Iterative Mood. The state gave an order. We obeyed the order. Everyone obeyed the order, and the world changed. For a long time I would get up early. Nothing was needed to wake me up. I would get out of bed, not waking my husband. I would leave the bedroom in my pyjamas, barefoot. I would close the door to the bedroom and its curtained dark, feeling the soft weight of the dressing gowns and jackets swinging behind the door. I would take pleasure in the shift of sensation on the soles of my bare feet, from the coarse wool of the old Qashqai carpet in the bedroom to the hard wood on the landing. It always struck me as a change of texture and of temperature both. Other changes in texture and temperature followed as I walked through the house. If I went into the bathroom, there would be the rippling sensation of tiles and the once luxurious sensation of mechanical heat underfoot. Or, in the rest of the house, more carpets and a subtle shift from wood to what lay on the floor in the kitchen, an unrolled stretch of artificial stuff that I would once have confidently called lino and now seemed to have no name other than floor covering. The consideration of the name of the stuff on the floor in the kitchen was a regular one, and regularly called up the same train of thought, that if this stuff, once lino, was now called floor covering, then what was the wood in the rest of the house? Not the house's pristine floorboards, but a laid surface I had installed 20 years before. I felt that the names of things should preserve an obvious distinction. Almost every morning after getting up between 6 and 7, I wondered whether this glacial blonde surface was what used to be termed parquet, or whether that too had now been subsumed in the general term floor covering. I would come to no conclusion. In all of this, I would be obeying an order, the order of the state. The order concerned how and for what reasons we might leave our houses. The state decreed that we might not leave our houses for more than an hour a day. We were allowed to go outside for an hour's exercise or to fetch essentials, but for no other reason. This was in March, when the surfaces of things carried the promise of infection and death, when the unfamiliar could not be touched, when strangers could not be allowed to approach closer than a coffin's length. We shut our doors. We stayed at home. We reflected on Engels' definition of the state as a special coercive force. And time passed. The house would be silent. The street outside would be silent. At most, there might be the hushing sound of a broom over pavement, as Joe swept the empty pavements in front of his house, next to mine. That silence would not change as the day went on. All through this time, I would do the same things in the same order. I first made a sort of bread for breakfast. In the quiet kitchen, I would turn on the oven. I took down a greeny-brown package of buckwheat flour, mixing it with soda water and something to give it some flavour. I would take a dessert spoon and, with a forefinger, unload the glutinous wet dough,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?